WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Permission from an appeals court today for National Guard troops to stay in Illinois and under federal control, but they cannot just yet be deployed. Outside the ICE Detention Center near Chicago, an angry standoff between the state police and dozens of protesters who moved too close and got pushed back by the law.
This is a peaceful, lawful assembly on a public sidewalk.
At least seven people have been arrested tonight. This is the news families feared after an explosion leveled a Tennessee factory that made explosives.
At this time, we have not located any survivors, and we are making the assumption that all are deceased at this time.
16 people are known dead, a heartbroken sheriff, Chris Davis, there in Humphreys County, Tennessee. Diane Keaton has died at 79. Her breakout role was The Godfather. Her first Oscar was for Annie Hall in 77. This is ABC News. Ukraine's president says he spoke with President Trump, and a source in the office of Zelensky tells ABC News that the presidents discussed the possibility of Ukraine being supplied with U.S. Tomahawk missiles. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, saying the remaining Israeli hostages will be home Monday. Kushner made that comment during a massive rally tonight in Tel Aviv celebrating the Gaza ceasefire.
Thank you, President Trump, for the amazing job you did and for your commitment to bring this horrible conflict to an end.
Was Friday a market blip? Because despite that sharp decline, the S&P 500 remains up over 11% this year, up 88% in the last 3 years. Markets will be open on Monday for Columbus Day, as 30 states still call it, Indigenous People Day, as New Mexico, Maine, and Vermont call it, Nebraska and Pennsylvania and Rhode Island mark both holidays. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to WMDX 92.7, broadcasting from our studio above State Street in the heart of the Mad City. Listen to Max Inc. Radio live every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And you can also find the Max Inc. Radio on Spotify, Apple Music, or find the podcast at civicmedia.com. .us/Max Inc. Radio. I just want to mention, all musicians, listen up here. Max Inc. Radio loves to play your new music and even have you here in our studio performing live. We even like your old stuff, the dead bands. Send us it all. Drop us a line and send it in MP3 format to music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us, and we'll consider you for on-air playback. Welcome to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Every Saturday night, 8 to 9 p.m., we feature interview, in-depth, and live performance from a local artist from Wisconsin. And right now, here in the studio, Milwaukee singer and songwriter Robbie Sender is no stranger to heartbreak, which might be a prerequisite for playing in a genre called Midwest Struggle Country. And after the passing of his father at a young age, Robbie wrote songs and started bands at 14. But after a cocaine addiction ruined relationships with friends, partners, and bandmates, Robbie Sender is celebrating sobriety and embracing music. Robbie Sender, you are live from the Mad City. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Wow. You know, do you come to Madison often?
Not very often. I used to back in the day when my I had friends going to school here and all that. So, yeah, I don't frequent Madison all too often, although one of my bands, the old bands, the Fly By Nights, we played, there's like an old church somewhere like around here.
Yeah, there's
that,
a few.
That is, has been like converted into like a living space / like venue.
Oh.
And, oh, man, I wish I remembered the name
so
I
could
plug
them. I'm not
sure
what that would be.
But, yeah, so I've had some good times here.
Nice. Robbie, tell us how you got started in music. Who is Robbie Sender?
Oh, boy. So I started playing, I was probably about 13 years old or so. I got a guitar. I started, I was lucky enough to be at a middle school where in seventh grade you learned a little bit of guitar and piano.
Out in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a town called Grafton, north of Milwaukee.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I started playing the guitar in that class and kind of fell in love with it. I actually accidentally broke one once. I like set it on a counter and it slid off and shattered. And then, yeah, so.
I thought maybe like Pete Townsend style or.
Yeah,
what?
No. I wasn't. Although I did, I remember once. So then in eighth, you know, I kept playing. And obviously I'm in a music class with other people who aren't playing. I got in a little trouble for, writing tablature for people who were like, because you know we're supposed to read the music and all that, and I'm like, here, dude, yeah, just this, play it this way, and it, you know, it helps people play it, but the whole, it's a music class, I guess. So
yeah. Oh, that's funny. What was your parents' role in your musical upbringing?
Well, my dad played, I guess, in a band when he was like, you know, 18 or 20 or whatever. You know, I never had the pleasure of hearing any of that, but he was always singing around the house and, playing music and stuff like that. And, yeah, you know, and mom would sing lullabies and, you know, but everybody in the family could at least carry a tune. But, there was no musical background, I guess, in the immediate family.
Well, we're always curious. What did you grow up listening to?
Oh man. Well, my mom's favorites were Elvis, and the Beatles. My dad had an eclectic taste. He liked everything from Patsy Cline to the Monkees to Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
He had
taste.
Yeah.
Do you play other instruments besides guitars?
Yeah. So I play drums in a band called Natalie Sue and the Steed from Milwaukee.
We'll hear about that later on.
Play the drums. You know, I fiddle around on strings. I can create the illusion of being able to play a piano.
I like that. Oh, that's funny. What were some of your early bands that we might know?
Oh, well, I doubt you would know any of them.
We may not know.
The first band I was ever in, we were basically just covering Blink-182 songs at like middle school dances. and then I started a band with some of those guys called Searching for Signal. And we were like a pop punk band. Funny story about them, actually. I got an email from the Milwaukee Wave, and they wanted us to come play at halftime. And this was like in 2006 or 7.
Yeah.
And so it was like right when like pop punk was kind of exploding. You know?
And that's the soccer team, right?
Yeah. The Milwaukee Wave. Yeah, the soccer team in Milwaukee. And they sent us this email to play, and we had like no following. We had like four crappy songs on MySpace, and they hit us up, and I was like, that's a scam. And then time went on, and I just ignored it. And then time went on, and I like went back, and like it just occurred to me to like look at it again. And I like looked at the email domain and everything, and the Wave definitely tried to have us play halftime, and I just assumed it was a scam.
Oh no!
So that was probably my big break, and I missed it.
Oh boy. You're currently a solo act. Any band coming up in the future?
I'm hoping to. So there's a couple guys around the city that I've been jamming with here and there. But it's hard to put together, you know, because like everybody's busy, you know.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You know, and if.
Adulting.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, and they're also in six other bands already. It's been hard to like actually put together a band. I've had a couple, you know, shows that I've done with some accompaniment on pedal steel or harmonica. I got a guy I've been jamming the fiddle with lately. But yeah, if anybody's listening in Milwaukee and wants to join a band, let me know.
Robbie Sender. Well, let's check out your goods, right?
All right.
Let's get to some live music from the Mad City with Robbie Sender, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. In a minute, we're going to talk about addiction. But before we do, you're going to play us a song called Juice. What does this song mean to you?
Oh, what's it mean to me? I mean, it was kind of occurring at a pivotal point, you know, for me. I was obviously, as you alluded to in the introduction, I used to have a bit of a cocaine problem, as in I would do it all day, every day. And so I was trying to get clean. I wasn't really. And I was in therapy, and I had kind of a nice session, like where I just felt like, you know, I don't even recall what it was or anything, but something came off my chest, and I sat down and started playing my guitar, and immediately the first verse of this song came to me. And then when I hit I ended it, and I was just like, holy crap, like I got something there. So, yeah, it was kind of a song I wrote while getting on the tail end of spinning out. So.
All right, well, let's hear it. This is Juice, and you're listening to Robbie Sender, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Never went looking for trouble. Trouble took a shine to me. Didn't think that I was the problem till I asked around, and no one agreed. I guess that I've been high for way too long to be good company. And that ragtime life done wrung me dry. At least I got my squeeze. So give me the juice. Give me them good time blues. Give me a boost. That burning coal I'm clinging to, ain't it the truth? We ain't got nothing left to lose. What do we do? Give me the juice. Long before I was a schoolboy, my mama had to say it to me. Son, you can't have no morbid act. You're bound to lose your teeth. But I'd bitch and moan and take my own assumed authority. My appetite's grown far too wide, and I aim to get my feet. So give me the juice. Give me them good time blues. Give me a boost. Anything that I can use, ain't it the truth? We ain't got nothing left to lose. What do we do? Give me the juice. Now bite off more than I can chew sometime. But once I choke it down, I finally feel alive. Make a mess you can't clean up. The ones you love have had enough. Oh no, you're so hungry all the time. I'm so hungry all the time. Now Danny gone and turned to the needle. Suppose that I could see the appeal. Take a little dip in the ocean, find some respite from what's real. To set them sails on that lonesome ship and send it all away. Yeah, hey. Abandoned ship, boys, he's going down. Wasn't nothing we could say. They gave him the juice, gave them good time blues, gave him a boost. Now he's drowning in his youth. Ain't it the truth? We ain't got nothing left to lose. What do we do? Give me the juice.
Wow, that is Robbie Sender all the way out here from Milwaukee, here live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Okay, man, you know, the elephant's out of the bag. Tell us the cocaine addiction. I mean, how old were you when this came on?
Honestly, it wasn't all that long ago. So I was about like 30 when I, maybe 29, I don't know, somewhere around there when I, you know, got started with it. And it was just kind of a, you know, a fun casual thing. I was actually, I was spending a lot of time with, somebody who I'll be singing about it later, but, somebody very important to me who, we started doing it kind of together, and then we, you know, ended up in a relationship for a long time. And obviously it was just fueling all of that kind of, just back and forth trouble. And then, so at first it was just casual, and then, you know, one thing leads to another, and you find yourself, you know, Friday night turns into Thursday night, turns into Wednesday afternoon, you know, is like, so, so I struggled with that for, you know, probably 4 years or so. And then one day it was like 10 a.m. and I had been up for 2 days or something like that. And, just, you know, I would do a line and just feel nothing, and then feel terrible in like 5 minutes, and then need another one. And it was just like this. I finally called a buddy of mine and who had been in recovery for some time. And I was like, dude, I can't do this anymore.
Wow.
So.
Wow. That's crazy. And now how long have you been sober?
Well, what did I say the other day when we messaged 550? So like 551 or 52.
A couple years now.
Well, yeah, like a year and change now, April 7th, well,
How does it feel that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's probably this thing you're almost like hiding, but you know, now it's out in the open and you're talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, honestly, it's a little uncomfortable, but it's also like, whatever, dude, it's, you know, that's my life. That's what the decisions I made led me here.
And, yeah, there might be, you know, other people who find themselves in that situation and they're wondering, you know, how do you break out or have the courage?
Man, you know, honestly, even if you're like not ready to stop, you know, like just like be honest with the people that you feel like you can be honest with. You know, maybe it's other people that you use with. Maybe it's people that don't judge you about using. Like, just be like, be open with them about how you are with it. You know, like even if you're not like feeling like I want to quit, but it's like it occurs to you one day, it's like, oh shit, I've been doing this 4 days in a row, like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to curse, oh shoot, you know. Don't be afraid to be honest with those people. And then and honestly, when you make the choice to do it, you got to hold yourself accountable by telling other people, because that's like, I try to do it like by myself. It's like, oh, I don't want, you know, mom to find out about this kind of thing. But yeah, it's no good. You won't. I mean, maybe you will, but I didn't.
is music, playing music, a healing factor for you?
I mean, more. I like it. It doesn't consciously occur to me that way, but now that you ask it, I guess so. Because like, I mean, even, you know, when I was using, even then, like I was writing about, you know, I wrote Juice when I was still doing it, you know, but like I could identify a problem or a thing, right. So like. Yes. And I've got, you know, I've written some tunes since then that sort of, you know, touch on that. And
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Robbie Sender, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it is called 10 Feet Tall. Is this just another silly love song?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
I knew it.
It's a feel-good one, yeah. I don't have a lot of those, so I figured I'd bring you a couple.
All right, let's hear it. Robbie Sender, 10 Feet Tall. You're listening to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
Been a big man, so I left the fighting to the rest. Suppose I prefer to keep to talking. For a silver tongue, I'm blessed. But it seems of late I've gotten tall some. Some brand new swagger in my step. The boys been asking Zaws, I tell them. Boys, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, I found lightning in a bottle. And thunder follows everywhere I go. She got me running around on rooftops, got me bouncing off the walls. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall. Fire. She pours cold water on my bones. Might have thought that I's a liar till you seen it for your own. Just as you walk into the bar room, come up and take me by the hand. Now I'ma flash the boys a smile when we run off and boogie with the band. Yeah, I found lightning in the bottle. Thunder follows everywhere she goes. She got me running around on rooftops, got me bouncing off the walls. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall. My head's been growing. I'm bound to float away. Darling, draw your hero. Strike me down to stay. With your lightning in the bottle, thunder follows everywhere you go. You got me running around on rooftops, got me bouncing off the walls. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall.
Wow, today I'm 10 feet tall. That is Robbie Sender, all the way here from Milwaukee, coming in here to the Mad City for us. That's really good. You know, some of this stuff has a little like Jim Croce essence to it, like a real storyteller type way.
Yeah, that's something I kind of have, I guess, become more consciously aware of as I, you know, mature as a songwriter. Like, you know, in the beginning, it's all just like kind of very literal, like, you know, like.
Yeah,
stupid kind of, you know, and then you kind of get pretentious and you start like being poetic and ambiguous, and then you realize you're just writing about nothing, you know,
and everything comes back to Jim Croce and Bob Dylan.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been trying to get it a little more dialed in.
Robbie, you are a Midwest struggle country artist. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's a genre I invented, as far as I know.
We dig it.
Yeah, you know, it's like I didn't feel comfortable calling myself country outright, you know, it's not. And folk music is so broad, and like, you know, it's somewhere in that, it's somewhere between folk and country, I feel like, but I don't feel like
Funtry.
Funtry, there you go, dude. There you go. Thank you, Jane. That's beautiful.
Oh, another genre right here. I'm Max Inc. Radio. You've been writing your own music since you were 14. You know, what's your style? Lyrics first, riff, concept? What comes first?
So, usually I'll get like some lyrics with a melody is kind of like how it typically works. You know, occasionally I'll like work from a phrase, but like, so for that last song, it's kind of has a totally different genesis, which is kind of funny. So my bandmate Natalie, in my other project, her and I just have this great chemistry, and you know, like my musical sort of career, if you will, has really, you know, she's expanded my community quite a bit. Mm. And she's just a bit of a force of nature herself. So lightning in a bottle line, I was thinking about her, or like I might have even said like lightning in a bottle, and then like lightning in a bottle, you know, and then that came with the thunder follows everywhere she goes. And then so I was gonna tell this story about her and her life, and then I just kind of wasn't going anywhere, and then I was like, well, that's a good line, so I can use that for something. And then one day I woke up from sleeping with the second half of the chorus in my mind. And I was like, I think those go together, but I don't know why yet. And they did. So,
well, let's get back to live music in the Mad City with Robbie Sender, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called After Midnight. Sounds like the party's in the kitchen.
Or he's just a JJ Cale fan.
Yeah, party in the kitchen is one way to put it, brother. This one is going to use the, you know, I'm going to speak to my addiction somewhat here, and I'm going to use the word cocaine explicitly. That's okay, right?
That's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Let's hear it.
Just want to make sure.
After Midnight.
Cool.
Max Inc. Radio, live from the Mad City with Robbie Sender.
I don't do no cocaine after midnight. Nothing good can happen after 3, but it keeps my train going and it keeps my whistle blowing. I suppose that I could spare a wink of sleep. I don't do no cocaine after midnight unless I got some partying to do. A matter of fact, my boys in town this weekend, we gonna dive into the deep end. Should be up for hair by Tuesday afternoon. We get down, we go hard, we'll ride the wheels right off the car. Lord only knows how I escape with half my wits and only scars after midnight out here in the dark. I don't do no cocaine after midnight. At least that's what I tell my baby girl. And I tell her not to worry, keep the truth a little blurry, and earn myself a spot in the underworld. I get down and I go hard, I ride the wheels till they come off the car. Lord only knows how I escape with half my wits and only scars after midnight out here in the dark. I kept on doing cocaine after midnight. Now my heart is hollowed out with greed. I get angry, I get jealous, insecure and overzealous. I think I'll just go back to smoking weed.
Awesome. Robbie Sender right here live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. We will be right back.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Got a new puppy? Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, Max Inc. Radio, welcome back. I'm Rocker here with Jane.
And that's me.
You are listening to live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We're here with Robbie Sender, came all the way from Milwaukee. And wow, Robbie, I have to tell you, your songs, it sounds great. Your stories, the vocals, your voice, we're really impressed.
Thank you.
Well, let's give the drummer some. Wait. The drummer is you. Tell us about playing drums in the band Natalie Sue and the Steed.
Oh man, it's awesome. Yeah, we're kind of a big band. We're six piece. Kind of a, you know, a y'alternative, as they say these days.
Okay.
Operation.
Original covers.
Yeah, yeah, all original. I mean, we got a couple covers in there.
Yeah, you're out of Milwaukee, right?
Yes, yes, yeah, we
so
are.
You gotta have a few covers.
Yeah, we have. I mean, and we don't have many. You know, we yeah. keep it. You know, we like to kind of keep it real with what we're trying to do with our
stuff.
Our
you like
artistry.
To do?
Yeah, we just added a Charlie Crockett cover to the set list.
Okay.
And then we do another cover of a guy from Milwaukee called Old Pup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's great.
What style of music is Natalie Sue in the Steed?
Like I said, kind of in that y'alternative. Somebody described it as kind of a gothic country.
Gothic
which
country?
Which I thought was cool. Yeah, just kind of because it's like moody and like very lyrical. but yeah.
Upcoming shows, music, web info.
So I basically just wrapped up like my summer season. I don't have anything on the books. I'm going to be recording, but
I mean for Natalie Sue.
Yeah, with them, we're playing October 22nd at Cactus Club.
Oh, in Milwaukee.
Yep, yep. And then on November 7th at Linneman's River West Inn.
Oh, fun place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Both, like, awesome venues, great sound guys over there.
What's the website for Natalie Sue?
You can find us on Instagram as your best bet, and then you can find us on Spotify as well. Natalie Sue and the Steed. Just type that in without spaces on Instagram. You'll find us.
Any other bands that you maybe play like bass or accordion with that we should know about?
Not currently. Not currently. I did some bass here and there. But
We asked if you had any funny stories to tell, and your answer was hitchhiking with Corpse. You know that hitchhiking can be dangerous, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. I'll try to be brief, but it's a great story. So...
No, we got time.
Okay.
We had a little time.
So I was...
All right, you got it.
I was hitchhiking when I was like, I don't know, 25 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I was on my way out to Montana. And actually, this was on my way back from Montana. I got picked up. There were a couple guys in the car. And, you know, that's kind of cardinal rule number one of hitchhiking is you don't get in the car outnumbered, right? And I was like, you know, they passed the initial vibe check. And then, so we're driving along and they're like, do you smoke? I was like, yeah. You know, so they start packing bowl after bowl of weed, and their dynamic is hilarious because the driver like won't stop talking, like lights in the sky out in the desert, like kind of like conspiracy like stuff. You know, he just keeps going and going, and then his buddy is like Silent Bob, and just once in a while you'll just hear mm-hmm. and so like we're kind of stony baloney now at this point, and we get to. You know, and I was under the presupposition we're going to whatever the next city was, kind of, you know, the next major place where I felt like I'd be able to get a ride. And we get off at this exit in the middle of nowhere on like reservation land where it's like a gas station and a casino. And when I say a casino, I don't mean like Pato or something like that.
Right.
I mean like a shed with some slot machines inside of it. And the only people there are stopping for gas are either locals or like families like from Mount Rushmore, and they want nothing to do with a hitchhiker. And so they get off at this exit, and I was like, wait, I thought we were going to blah, blah, blah city. And they're like, no, I said we were going toward that city. And so now I'm stranded high as heck in the middle of nowhere trying to get a ride. And I'm sitting there for a while, like wondering what the heck I'm going to do. And this guy pulls up in a minivan. And he's like, you need a ride? I was like, yes, please. And he's like, yeah, just throw your bag in the back. I'm going to run inside and grab some stuff. So, I open the trunk of his car. I toss my bag in there. I see he's like carrying some cargo, you know, about 6 feet long, you know, and and then, we're driving along for a little while and he's like, yeah, the boss doesn't like when I have passengers. I was like, why is that? He's like, 'cause that's a body in the back.
Wow.
And I'm like, what, dude? And so he explains to me that he's transporting it from one reservation to another reservation for like tribal burial purposes or whatever. Yeah. Supposedly anyway.
Oh,
right.
My.
And then, but like, well, I don't know anything about this, you know? And so I was
hitchhiking with a corpse.
Yeah. That was
it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Robbie Sender, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Other Side of Blue. Is this a song about reconnecting with the past?
Yeah. So the gal I mentioned earlier, we both got clean and we reconnected. And it was just nice to see her, you know, on the other side of it. And this song is kind of about that day. It's kind of, I like this song a lot, because it's cool. My own stuff's cool. I really like this one because it tells like a specific story that like only I know kind of what it means, but then it's also, you know, like, alliterative too. So it's like, I'm singing a song for myself, and I'm also singing a song for everybody else, and I kind of like that.
Well, let's hear it. It's Other Side of Blue. This is Robbie Sender. You're listening to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
Citrine dreams and black caffeine, it gets us through the worst. Never thought I'd see the day where we would cease to hurt. Now we're finding ways to navigate these lives we're living through. Boldly breaking down the walls on the other side of blue, the other side of blue. Came upon the quarry, wound up digging up some dirt, till the back end went a-slipping, so I slipped it in reverse. Cut across the field to find ourselves upon the roof, laughing about them lives we led on the other side of blue. The other side of blue. We always knew what we were doing, how we loved to play pretend, go out seeking our salvation in them nights that just won't end. And finally seeing that what we need wasn't something we could use. It's mighty fine to say it. It's good to see you on the other side of blue. Now I dream you in the evening, 'cause I can't see you in the days. By then the cravings we'd been fiending for had wasted us away. So to love you from a distance, I suppose you're gonna have to do. I hope that you ain't all alone on the other side of blue, the other side of blue. Always knew what we were doing, how we loved to play pretend. When I'd seeking our salvation in them nights that just won't end. And finally seen that what we need wasn't something we could use. It's mighty fine to see it. It's good to see you on the other side of blue.
The other side of blue, Robbie Sender. That was pretty cool. That was a great song.
Hey, thanks, man.
For someone like me, who doesn't get out to Milwaukee as much as I'd like to, what is the outlaw country scene like out in the Brew City?
Ooh, outlaw country. That's an interesting question. Because it's like, well, first of all, it's like sort of, it's brazen to call yourself outlaw country in a certain way, right? So it's like,
is it?
But I mean, I don't know. I don't feel safe or authentic in calling myself an outlaw country artist per se. But one thing that's interesting about that is like, there's this overlap between that and like the punk community, especially in River West. Like I've been pretty embraced by like punk or like a folk punk type people and all that kind of thing. So like there's a lot of like country action going on. If it's outlaw country or not, I'm not sure. But yeah, there's like a lot of good bands out
there.
We've
had God's Outlaw out here.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard those guys?
I don't think I have, actually.
Oh, you got to see God's Outlaw. They're a great Milwaukee band.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like especially like the people that I've kind of connected with lately. Well, Dead Swans, for one. He's kind of in like that folk, I think he calls it trucker emo, which I love.
Yeah, we're hearing all the new genres tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, what the heck?
Wiley Jacobs. My buddy, one of my best friends in the whole world, Peter Hare. He's not really country, more indie folk, but I wanted to shout him out quick. And then Derek Pritzel, Dandy Frayling, Katie Ketchever, Valley Fox. I don't know if I can say the B word. Creek is the name of that. Another band, Max Neiman. There's so many good artists in Milwaukee. So.
Well, what do folk artists out here in Madison, what should they be doing to get shows out in Milwaukee?
Oh, well, hit me up. Or, I mean, honestly, that's one thing too about the music community is like, you know, knowing people is everything. So, but like seriously, feel free to, if you are in, you know, folk artist, country artist, whatever, or honestly, if whatever you do, you know, feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Robbie Sender. And if I don't know somebody, I can probably connect you with somebody, but I'd love to put together stuff and, you know, maybe we can, you know, I can come out here, whatever. But
well, I always find there's a little bit of a disconnect sometimes between artists playing in Milwaukee and Madison, kind of reciprocally. It's not easy. It's tough.
Yeah. You just got to like, it's really just like, you know, building the, you know, relationships with people and, you know, you play a gig once and you have a good time with somebody and it's like, hey dude, let's do this again.
Cross open shows.
Yeah.
Robbie, many of the songs you're playing tonight are not out yet, but you have plans to record this winter. Will that include any of the songs that we're hearing tonight?
Yeah, actually probably I would say at least most of them. I want to record over the winter. I always get stuck at like the production part, you know, because I write these songs by myself and, you know, and they don't feel like I'm happy to play them alone and all that. But like when I'm recording them, I feel like I want to embellish them, but I don't have like a vision of what they ought to be. So
you need a producer.
Yeah, basically.
Well, you just met Paul Schluter here a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Actually, I'll probably give him a shout. I mean, yeah. So just having like literally, I would love the ability to just like take me and my voice, give it to somebody and just be like, turn this into whatever you feel like is right. You know?
Well, we're recording tonight, you know.
All right.
There you go.
You're a very trusting person.
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Robbie Sender, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight, it's called Small Town Love. You know that Madison is the biggest small town.
That's right. That's what they say.
What's this song about?
This is a song, a love song about a, it's kind of based on a true story, about a guy who meets a girl from New York and falls for her. And then, he's basically like, oh, I love this girl. I'm going to move to New York and about kind of how that unfolds.
All right, let's hear it. Small Town Love. This is Robbie Sender on Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
In the town she left behind, paying rent out in the city, hiding out behind the pines. As it happens, I was passing through that little town that day when that city girl, she rocked my world and hopped aboard a plane. What did I do? What did I do? I ain't never liked the city, but New York gonna have to do. What did I do? What did I do? For that small town love to call me passing through. So I packed myself a suitcase, threw my Martin in the truck, grabbed my dog and a pack of cigarettes, said mama wish me luck. I'm heading for the coast, it's time I see myself the world. Now I'm eastbound on the interstate, gonna see about a girl. What did I do? What did I do? My friends are calling me crazy and I'm thinking that is true. What did I do? What did I do? For that small town love to call me passing through. And I very soon ran out of money, so now I'm singing on the street. At least I got to see my honey before she told me I's a creep. What did I do? What did I do? I I drove clear across the country without clearing it with you. What did I do? What did I do? For that small town love to call me passing through. I guess that small town love was only passing through.
Yeah, small town love. Robbie Sender right here, live from the Mad City. Wow, really incredible.
Thank you.
Tell me about a motorcycle trip to Mexico.
Oh, man, yeah, that was awesome. That was like, what, 2016 or something like that. I had an old bike that I fixed up with the help of a couple friends. And I took it. Actually, I drove it north first from Milwaukee to my buddy's bachelor party. And then from up there, you know, I went down to Dallas. I got stranded in Dallas for a while because my bike broke down and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Dude, if I have time, I'd love to tell you this guy, Brent Femister, knows everything there is to know about motorcycles in Dallas. And I couldn't find anybody to work on my bike. Every shop is booked out like weeks to months because it's always riding season. And somebody gave me this dude's number and was like, he might be able to help you. And I call him. He's like, no, I can't help you, but we're chatting. And I tell him what I'm riding, a 79 KZ650, I think. And he's like, you're taking that to Mexico. And I was like, yes, sir. He's like, does it run? I said, no. Can you tow it? Yes, sir. So I'd spent like a week at his shop, like living in his shop while we fixed up my bike. I was kind of hurrying through Mexico because I was trying to get down to Oaxaca for the Day of the Dead Festival down there. So I went down there, met this beautiful Italian woman, spent some time with her. And extended my trip by about 3 weeks to hang out with her. And, I made it all the way down there and then I left. So I was going to, I left my bike with a guy down there that I'd made friends with. And he let me park it in his yard and I was like, I'll be back. And then like a year goes by. And of course, you know, cause I've fallen in love with this Italian girl. I was like, I'm going to move to Mexico. So he messaged me and was like, are you picking up your bike? I was like, dude, I can't. So I sent him the title and gave him the bike.
Oh man. Well, at least it ended up in good hands.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for coming out so much.
Yeah, of course.
From Milwaukee.
Thank you for having me, Rocker,
to perform
Jane.
In the studio. We really appreciate it. And you're going to play a song called My Friend.
Yes, sir.
And how important to you are your friends?
Oh my God, dude. They're everything. I mean, yeah, I've been really, really blessed in my life to have a ton of, I have a group chat with like 16 dudes and we all went to high school together, you know, and like we've been friends for a long time. And then I got, you know, this amazing music community in Milwaukee with my band and like, I love those guys so much. And, they've been there for me in hard times and I've been, you know, I cannot overstate how important my friends are to me.
Well, we have one more time. We have time for one more song, and this one's called My Friend. I think it speaks for itself, but why don't you go ahead and play it for us?
Give what you got till it's gone. Do what feels right till it's wrong. If you ain't sure what you're doing it for, then it's probably time to move on. It is what it is till it ain't. Do what you can till you can't. When it comes time to leave it behind, you be sure that you don't hesitate. Here's to the nights that we'll never remember. Here's to our stories, don't know how they'll end. Like we'd live forever, I'll never say never. I'm sure glad to call you my friend. If you learn to take someone's advice, then you better make sure that they're right. If they say that they know, then they probably don't. Your best judgment will have to suffice. If you're spending your life trying to be anything other than free, you don't know what you're doing, there's trouble brewing, you best keep some distance from me. But all you know is what you know, trying to get where you go, hope to see what there is to be seen. One day life knocks you down, puts you down on the ground, ain't no telling how that's gonna be. But I tell you something, that I have found lightens the load of this life. They're the people that you're standing beside. So here's to the places we don't know we're going. Here's to the people we are in the end. I'm certain of nothing, but I tell you something, I'm sure glad to call you my friend. Yes, I am. Thank you guys so much.
Wow, that was a really incredible performance.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Again,
thank you so much
for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it, Robbie.
Yeah, man, yeah, this has been so awesome. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Now, how do we keep up with you?
So my Instagram, Robbie Sender, Robbie.Sender. My Spotify, where you can hear that last song I just played. And then, because I like post all my show dates are always on my Spotify, and then I'll, you know, post flyers and whatever on my Instagram as well. I do have a Facebook page, you know, if you want to connect with me there, feel free.
And that's Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E?
Yes, R-O-B-B-I-E, Sender, like return to.
Do you have some connection? Do you send out a lot of email or mail? So, or where does Sender come from?
So my real name is Schreiner, but people always inevitably mispronounce it as Schneider. So I was like, I got to change it. And then I was like, you know, when I branded this project, I was also doing blow all the time. And I was like, send it. And I was like, oh yeah, Robbie Sender. Yeah. Cause I send it, man. It was, dude, so cocaine will make you so in love with yourself. It's gross, dude. Stay away from that.
It stuck with you.
Yeah.
Again. Well, hey, you know, again, musicians, you know, Robbie heard the call. I put it out there. You want to play on Max Inc. Radio? And he answered it. So get a hold of us, music@civicmedia.us. Send us your MP3s. Ask for an interview and maybe come in here and play on Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. It'd be a really good time. Again, that's music@civicmedia.us. Of course, Max Inc. Radio here on WMDX 92.7, broadcasting from the studio on State Street in the heart of the Mad City. We're on every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And you can find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, and, of course, at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. That's civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, I'm here. Rocker's here. It's always such a good time on Max Inc. Radio, I think.
Yeah, y'all have been super accommodating. So,
what'd you think, Jane? Good show tonight?
Oh, yeah. Amazing show.
We have next week coming up. Let's see.
Yeah, I think we're going to see you all next week, actually.
Madison Uphoff, Susan Messino.
WMDX, where conversations last longer than tweets.
The John and Gordy Show.
Right now, we have Paul Soglin on the line, yes, former Madison mayor.
Gordy and I are kind of apolitical. We just want to come
right
up. We...
Well,
Paul. but here's the thing, and I say that only because we want to come up with solutions to the problems. We don't want to just call them names.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Keep moving.
Arrests outside the Broadview ICE Detention Center outside of Chicago. Illinois State Police pushing the crowd back as Chicagoans debate the pending arrival of the National Guard. An appeals court today put that deployment on hold. Heartbreak in Tennessee.
We have notified all 16 families of those people that we feel was involved in this situation.
Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis confirming 16 fatalities inside of an explosives plant that suddenly blew up yesterday for reasons unclear. Hollywood Tonight marking the life and career of Diane Keaton, who has died at her home in California at age 79. No cause of death was given. Her debut, The Godfather, her first Oscar, Annie Hall with Woody Allen. You're listening to ABC News.